After 2 years of dreary pandemic-era virtuality, the Sundance Festival has returned to the picturesque and freezing Rocky Mountain village of Park City. The town is full of energy, beautiful showbiz people, and lots of fascinating independent films. Here are some of the movies people are buzzing about. Fair Play, starring Phoebe Dynevor and Alden Ehrenreich, is a tense drama set in the cutthroat world of big business, directed by Chloe Dumont.
Fair Play is a nerve shredder of a thriller about a newly engaged couple who are obsessed with each other, but as it turns out, more obsessed with climbing the financial corporate ladder. And it's very much a meditation on gender in the workplace.
Cassandro is set in the ultra-macho world of Mexican lucha libre wrestling, based on the true story of Saul Armendariz, the first openly gay luchador. He became an immensely popular cultural figure.
Do you think I'm going to be able to do something?
It features veteran international star Gael Garcia Bernal, directed by Roger Ross Williams.
It sort of makes the case that he changed how Mexico feels about LGBTQ people in the spotlight.
There are documentaries galore, including biographies of rock and roll pioneer Little Richard and Golden State Warriors superstar Stephen Curry. Justice is a Sundance must-see documentary re-exploring the sexual abuse allegations against U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, suggesting many lines of inquiry were never pursued.
The dream is for the future of this planet.
And it wouldn't be Sundance without some utterly unsettling offerings like writer-director Eddie Alcazar's trippy sci-fi flick Divinity, starring Stephen Dorff under a load of makeup as a scientist who has cooked up the elixir of eternal life. It's in grainy black and white, and yes, there are aliens. So much creativity packed into such a small space. Some of these films will go on to become commercially successful or win awards. Some won't. But all of them are intriguing and well worth watching. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Park City, Utah.